If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Anna Grace Swarmer will jump center for Mountain Home, and for Watson Chapel, it will be Kiara Ginger trying to win the tip. We are about ready. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Watson Chapel. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Whitehead with the ball, throwing it up top to Mayweather, who will set the offense. Ball goes over on the right side to Moorhead. Now up top to Kettle. Over on the left now to Whitehead. Throws a lob pass into Ginger on the low block. His jumper, no good, but right there for the offensive rebound is Kettle. She puts it back up off the glass and in, and Watson Chapel strikes first. 2-0, Lady Wildcats leading it, and Watson Chapel going with his own press already in this contest. Here is Gilbert with the ball. She'll get it into the front court. Drills to the left side, down in toward the corner, now kicks out to Martin. Martin dribbles up between circles, drills over towards the white side, now up top to Foreman, over to Gilbert on the left. Now Gilbert dribbles towards the elbow. Her pass, cross-court pass, knocked away by Kettle, goes out of bounds, I'm sorry, by Moorhead, goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it will be Mount Home inbounding it with 7:05 left in the first quarter. 2-0 Watson Chapel on top. Just a quick reminder, if Mountain Home wins, they'll play Paragould tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 here on Classic Hits 101.7. If they lose, they'll play Norfolk at 1:30, and we'll have to move that game over to KTLO AM 1240 because of A-State football. Here's Husky with the ball on the right wing, up top to Penn now. Ball goes down to Foreman in the paint. She's going to go up for the layup, no good. Gilbert gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it, a little strong, no good. Another offensive rebound for Foreman. She can't get the ball to go, and this time the rebound comes to Whitehead. 6:40 left in the first quarter. Whitehead into the front court, throws it over on the right side to Mayweather. Down in the corner it goes to Kettle. Back to Mayweather. Now she'll throw it up top to Moorhead. I'm sorry, to Whitehead. Now Mayweather has it once again on the right side. Up top it goes to Ginger. Over on the left to Whitehead. 6:19 left in the first quarter. Now ball goes up top to Moorhead. Over on the right side to Kettle. Up top now to Mayweather, over on the left to Moorhead. Now ball goes up top to Whitehead. She's going to pull it up, put up the three-pointer. It rolls around and goes in. Taylor Whitted, I guess it's how it's pronounced. 5-0, Watson Chapel leading it. 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Martin takes the inbound pass from Husky. Another zone press for Watson Chapel. Gilbert has now to Husky, who brings it into the front court. Gilbert over on the right side now. Up top to Husky. Now Martin has it. Martin dribbles on the left side, throws up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right wing. Thought about three, now she's going to go towards the lane. Pulls up just outside the paint for the jumper. Good, and Mounts Home on the board. Peyton Husky gives Mounts Home their first 2 points of the night. 5-2, Lady Wildcats leading it. Ball goes over to Kettle on the left wing for Watson Chapel. Up top now to Whitted. Over on the right side, going up for the three-pointer was Mayweather. She couldn't get it to go. Gilbert gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Gilbert into the front court to Husky. Man-to-man defense for Watson Chapel. Husky dribbles between the circles and sets up the offense. Now Martin has it on the left side. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles towards the free throw line. Now kicks out to Husky on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ginger, and it will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 4:44 left to play in this first quarter. Watson Chapel up 5-2. Gilbert will inbound the ball for the Lady Bombers on the baseline. And a foul away from the ball. It's going to be for the inbound pass. It's a foul on Takira Mayweather. Her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Wildcats. 4:44 left in the first quarter. Gilbert once again inbounds it. This time gets into Martin on the left side. Dribbles up towards the top, gives it to Husky near the left corner. Her three-pointer rolls around, no good. Oh, it looked good for a moment, but it bounced out. And Whitted gets the rebound. She's back the other way for the Lady Wildcats. Over to Moorhead on the right side. Now up top to Mayweather. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Moorhead has it once again up the top. Throws it up top to Whitted. Her three-pointer, good. Taylor Whitted with 6 points, all from three-point range, and it's an 8-2 Watson Chapel lead. 4:10 left in the first quarter. Martin takes an inbound pass, gives it to Gilbert, has the ball knocked away from her. But a foul is going to be called on a reaching foul on Taylor Whitted. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Wildcats. 4:06 left in the first quarter. Husky will inbound it on the far sideline. Bombers trail Watson Chapel, Lady Bombers trail Watson Chapel by six. Gilbert takes an inbound pass and loses the ball, and a steal for Watson Chapel. The ball's up top with Moorhead, and she travels, so the team's exchanging turnovers now. 3:57 left in the first quarter. Mounts home, gets the ball back. Watson Chapel up 8-2. Husky will inbound it on the far sideline, gets into Gilbert. Full court man-to-man defense for the Lady Wildcats. Gilbert across the timeline. Ball goes over on the right side to Martin now. Martin going into towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper, good. Emma Martin with her first 2 points on the night. 8-4, Watson Chapel up. 3:35 left of the first quarter. Ball's over on the right side to Moorhead. Her pass to Ginger, knocked away by Foreman, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be the Lady Wildcats keeping possession with 3.5 minutes left of the first quarter. 4-point Watson Chapel advantage. Mayweather will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it into Moorhead up at the near the top. Over to Kettle. Now on the left side, the ball goes down. They try to throw it down to Ginger on the low block. It was knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. And now they're going to turn it over themselves. Peyton Husky called for the travel in the backcourt. And Dell Leonard is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. It is Watson Chapel leading Mountain Home 8-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, kind of a tough start for Mountain Home so far in this girls' contest, as right now they trail Watson Chapel 8-4 with 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Lady Wildcats with the ball after Peyton Husky was called for the travel. It will be Moorhead triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. She's looking to get it in. She finally does to Kettle. Kettle dribbles toward the free throw line, kicks it out over on the right side to Mayweather. Up top to Moorhead, back to Mayweather. Mayweather, not sure where she wants to go with it. Now gives it up top to Kettle. She tried to throw it down to Ginger. Pass was well over her head. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home getting the ball back on the turnover. Addison Yates checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn. Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Martin. Now back to Husky. Husky trying to avoid the double team. She does get it across the timeline. Finds Yates on the low block going in for the layup. No good. Foreman looked like had the rebound for a moment. The ball is knocked around. And now a jump ball is going to be called. And it will be Mountain Home with the ball on the possession arrow. Nicola Burns checking in for the first time tonight for Watson Chapel. As she replaces Dakira Kettle. Burns, a 5'6 senior. Aston Yates will turn the inbound pass with 2:53 left to play in the first quarter. She gets into Husky. She's going to immediately pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Foreman with the offensive rebound. She goes back up with it and good. And Mountain Home has cut the margin to two. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 8-6. Lady Bombers are trailing. They actually didn't start the clock after that inbounds play, and they finally do. Here is Burns with the ball on the left side. She'll throw it up top to Mayweather. Over on the right side, now it goes to Moorhead. Up top to Whitted. Over on the left side to Burns. up top to Mayweather. She drives down to the lane. Now Burns has it. She looked like she was heading down towards paint. Now goes back out to the wing. Now ball goes over to Moorhead on the right side. Thought about throwing it to Ginger. Now instead she'll throw it up top to Whitted. And her pass to Ginger was knocked away in the paint. Stolen by Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Fourth turnover against Watson Chapel. Gilbert throws it out to Husky. She's called for a travel. She did shuffle her feet before she started dribbling. Third turnover against the Lady Bombers with 2:13 left to play in the first quarter. Watson Chapel gets the ball back, leading 8-6. Now for Watson Chapel, Zamari Boyce is going to check in. Looks like replacing Whitaker Moorhead. Boyce, a 5'6 junior. Boyce has the ball on the right wing, finds Ginger on the low block. She puts the shot up off the glass and in. Kiaria Ginger with her first 2 points of the night. 10-6, Watson Chapel leading it with less than 2 minutes left of the first quarter. Gilbert with the ball, gets it to Martin, who brings it across the timeline as Mount Home once again breaks the press. Martin has the ball up at the top. Man-to-man defense now for Watson Chapel. She'll give it to Husky, who has it very near the half-court stripe. Husky drills towards the right side, gives there on the wing to Martin. Now finds Husky up at the top. Now down to Foreman on the low block. Over to Martin in the right corner. Back to Foreman on the low block. Looking to go up with it. Now, and so she will go up with it. She did a few fakes. It was a good move by Anna Grace Foreman. And finally gets the basket. She now has 4 points. 10-8. Mountain Home cuts the margin back to two. Here is Mayweather with the ball on the left side. Throws it up top to Burns. And she's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. Good. Akala Burns with her first 2 points of the night, 12-8. Mountain Home trailing Watson Chapel with less than a minute left in the first quarter. Pass goes into the front court to Martin. She's dribbling down into the lane. Now kicks out to Yates in the right corner. Now she'll kick it to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert dribbling towards the free throw line, going up for the running jumper. In and out, no good. Yates gets offensive rebound. She goes back up with it. And she will be fouled, or are they going to call a jump? No, they're going to call a foul. Akala Burns picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three, against Watson Chapel here in the first half. So with 38.9 seconds left, Addison Yates will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Yates' first free throw is up. Good. So that makes a single possession game again, and she can cut it to two with this next free throw. Second shot, good. Gates gets both. She now has 2 points. It's a two-point margin. Watson Chapel up 12-10. Again, 38.9 left on the clock. Boyce takes an inbound pass, brings it into the front court to Mayweather. 30 seconds left. Now ball goes up top to Whitted over on the right side to Burns. Down to Ginger. Over to Boyce on the right corner. And she's going to draw a blocking foul. She drove toward the paint. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against Mountain Home here in the first half. Kate Gilbert's going to take a seat with 24.1 seconds left. She's replaced by Emily Payne, a 5'6 sophomore. Inbound pass goes to Boyce on the right side. Up top to Whitted. Now ball goes to Burns in the right corner. Her three-pointer misses everything. Long rebound chased down by Whitted. And Watson Chapel set back up. 12 seconds left. Here is Burns finding Ginger in the paint for the layup. Good, and she draws contact. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the first half. So with 9.3 seconds left, it will be Kiara Ginger to try to convert the three-point play. Ginger's free throw is up. Good. She now has 5 points, and that is the margin as well. 15-10, Watson Chapel leading it. Husky inbounds it to Martin. 7 seconds left. Martin brings it into the front court quickly. 4 seconds left. She's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. Rebound knocked around. Foreman will not be able to go back up with it before we hit the first quarter buzzer. And so we've reached the end of the period. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Watson Chapel leading Mountain Home 15-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!